All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects, and everybody's present and accounted for in their own neck of the woods. Barry's got the north, I got the southwest, and Nick's got the central location. Fellas, what is going on?
What's up, man?
What up? How you doing, people?
All good, man. I'm Tiger Kinged out. I finished everything last night. I got to tell you that I was disturbed to the point of before I couldn't even go to bed. I was like, what the hell just happened?
I knew you'd love it, but Nick and I tried to tell you, it's a sight to behold, is it not? You couldn't script it that well. Nobody is that creative to come up with all those different plot twists, I feel like. It's just
you took the words right out of my mouth. The one thing that I kept thinking was, no one could have written this script without having actually lived it. It's that bizarre and whacked out.
Yeah. Every time you think it's okay, now it's going to settle into some normalcy, it doesn't. It gets a little crazier.
And it also just proves to you that people that don't have a regular job but feel like crime pays and put that much thought into it, how genius their minds can be, because the way those people, it's more than one, set other people up and then were so intelligent in the way that they did it to get away with things, it's amazing to me.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane. I'm glad you watched it. Who ends up being your favorite character? And this is for both of you, Nick, you two. Who was your favorite character? Because there are a lot to choose from.
There are. Nick, you can go first if you've got one picked out.
From Tiger King?
Yeah.
I'd probably say Joe Exotic. I mean, he was the one that was, in my opinion, the funniest. I mean, even when he wasn't funny, your eyes were tuned in to the documentary. So I felt like that was my favorite character. I mean, I think the was it Antle? I mean, I think that guy's kind of a weird character too. But I just thought he was interesting.
Which one was Antle?
Was Doc Antle? Was his name? Was
oh Doc?
Yeah. He was the one that had the harem of women and
yep.
and was yeah. a yogi. See, he was my favorite character because I wanted to see more of what was going on at his camp and like the. I mean, Joe Exotic was hilarious. But I guess maybe not my favorite, but I was the most intrigued by Doc Antle because it's like there's something else to this story. There's, you know, he's almost like what was that, Bhagwan? He's brainwashing these women, it feels like, and tricking them into sleeping with him and being there. And it's just kind of, I want more of that now. I want that to be season two.
And you can tell, when they were, when Joe Exotic had his new husband trying to like gather all the information and just bring everybody down, that when they read Doc's name, he was like, no, put that down. Because you could tell that Joe wasn't going to try and take Doc down. He was just trying to take everybody else down. But you know who I really liked? I liked the dude with the two prosthetic legs. I thought at the end, you really got, you know, you got to be kind of, he was an endearing character because he truly cared about people. And, you know, he was legit. He wasn't trying to screw anybody over. And you could tell how much the whole thing screwed up his life from where he had a really good thing to where all of a sudden he's divorced and living on his own and doing things differently. And I thought that, yeah, they really kind of portrayed that guy very, very well in the end.
I did notice the ones that all of the ancillary characters, all the secondary characters in this, all the ones that worked at the zoo for Joe Exotic, they seem to really care about the animals. I mean, when they talked about the tigers and what they would learn later or what they had to do or whatever, you could tell it really upset them. So that was kind of nice to see them with some compassion, because you kind of felt like the rest of them, the main characters had no compassion. It felt like it was
well, you find out later. That's why I was glad Lisa wasn't watching, because at the end you find out that Joe Exotic, who you thought cared about the animals, didn't, and that he had done what he had done. But then you got Outlaw Dave, the Outlaw Dave character that went and testified against him, and then obviously cared so much about those cats that it seemed like he was on Team Joe until he found out that Joe had killed the five big cats. And then it was like he totally flipped a switch. Like, I had a connection with those cats. When they looked at me in the eye, you know, they trusted me. And the fact that they, you know, that he killed them, you could tell that, man, he was really, really upset by that.
Yeah, the more I watched it, I was just fascinated by the whole thing. And you're right. There was a lot of compassion and in a world where it seemed like it was lacking when you find out at the end. So fascinating, man. I hope there's more stuff like that on Netflix to come, because that was amazing.
I mean, if you're the guys that are putting this documentary together at the time, and you think about this, think about the fact that Kirkham lost all of his footage in the fire, which I really do think Joe had set.
Oh, yeah.
But the fact that, think about all the lost footage, how much better it would have been had he had all the stuff he had been shooting for years and yet still had so much good stuff just starting from scratch once the fire happened.
Crazy.
I mean,
that shows you how much craziness was taking place.
That's what I mean. So if you're putting this thing on and at the time you're going, well, let's take a shot at this. This guy's really out there. Let's see what we get out of this to where maybe we could sell this someday. And then all of a sudden with each passing day, and especially when the plot thickens and there's, you know, the potential of someone trying to, you know, carry out a killing somebody, and you're just like, oh, my God, we just uncovered a gold mine. It's a gold mine redneck just stupidity that is, like you said, you couldn't script it anyway. And you're just you're thanking everybody every day going, thank you. Just keep being you. That's all I need you to do.
So amazing. So amazing.
Yeah.
Speaking of amazing, I'm finally getting my wish, guys.
What's that?
I'm doing the show topless. I have not. I'm deteriorating quickly over here on lockdown. I'm not even wearing a shirt anymore. I'm just lounging. Oh, it's just so nice.
Not even a tank top?
I'm literally doing the show in my underwear. So, just
worst
just
visual ever.
Just my boxers. And it feels good. It feels great. Are you, you guys not topless right now? No?
No.
Mm-mm. Really?
I'm high atop the Gal building. I can't do all that.
Yeah, you can. Nick, just take your shirt off there in the studio. In the
negative.
Producer's room.
No Twitch feed.
Joel, do you have... we don't have to have the Twitch feed. We're just, you know, just three dudes hanging out doing radio topless. What's wrong with that?
No, I have shorts on, Barry, and a t-shirt.
Damn it. You guys are no fun. This feels great, though.
Even if I wasn't on the air, I wouldn't be walking around the house with no shirt on.
Why?
I just, ever since I've been little, I just don't feel comfortable doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Even after my wife, when I walked by naked, she went, uh-oh, I still walk around. Well, I mean, I wear my underwear most of the time. I'm not trying to, I'm not that guy. But, yeah, it feels
pretty
good.
Close, it sounds like.
No? What's wrong with walking around in your underwear in your own house?
Okay. That was a Nick Sciarra okay, by the way. Okay. All right.
Does it sound like that?
Yeah, there's a lot of yes, Nick. That's your okay.
1,000%.
When you're not really convinced by it, but you're gonna go with it, you're like, okay, okay. Hey,
so funny.
Good news to report, by the way, and
yeah?
It wasn't even on a Monday. Two grocery stores in one venture out. No lines on the way in either place. Shelves stocked fairly well at both a Kroger and an HEB. Checkout was only two people in front of me in one, and I did self-check on the other with no problems, and was as smooth as I ever could have imagined. Very pleased to report out in the Sugar Land area, they got things going the right way.
Wait, why did you have to go to two different stores, though?
So because they had almost everything. So there was a few things like For instance, Taylor does these individual macaroni and cheese. I think it's Annie's, but I guess it's healthier or whatever. It's, you know, Lisa gets the more organic or natural stuff for her. So the one store didn't have that and two or three other things. So I went to HEB first, and I thought, well, God, that went so quickly, and I didn't waste much time. I'll go over to Kroger and see if I can't get Lisa's coffee, Taylor's mac and cheese, and there was something else we needed to get. And the one thing that I will say that neither store had was they still are out of wipes and disinfectant stuff. But I took a shot at that. But everything else between the two stores I was able to get, so it was a lot smoother than I thought it was going to be.
Cool. That's good to know. I haven't left the house since Saturday. In fact, today was the first day I showered since Saturday, so that's not going well.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That means you tape the show unshowered?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not smell-o-vision, bro.
I was thinking about that today because like Taylor, she always likes to talk to Nick when we get hooked up on the line. And so she said to Nick today, she's like, mommy gave me my first mommy haircut and it actually turned out okay. And that's so Lisa just cut her bangs. But I'm sitting there thinking, I go, you know what, babe, I might not get a haircut till the end of April.
Boy, because, you're.
Man, I'm going to have a mullet.
Dude, at least you don't have to do, you know, TV or anything. Because I'm going to have to cut this myself in my garage.
It's the one advantage to being bald.
Yeah. Well, I used to cut my hair before I started going to J-Row. But it's been years now, almost 3 years since I've been going to him to get my hair cut every single week. Every Wednesday, 10:30, I'm there in the chair getting my hair cut. Well, more like 11 because he's usually behind. But still, every Wednesday. And now I'm like, dude, it's been 2 weeks or more. Woo.
We could all end up looking like Ben Roethlisberger before we see each other if we just let it go.
I'm going to cut mine in the garage. I'm going to do it this weekend, I think, before I film the next segment for the show. I'm just going to have to cut it myself.
We did a point blank for Sports Map today, and I called it the Shipwrecked Edition because I was like, you know what? If we're doing this, and I've seen some of the videos like AJ and Jerry Bow with their hats on and hats on backwards and everything like that, I was like, I'll do the dog ate my hat look and look like I'm shipwrecked because everybody is stranded at the house, so it doesn't matter.
Might as well.
Yeah. So we've got a lot to talk about today, fellas, and we appreciate the suspects being along for the ride, but there's lots of stuff to cover, including someone that's not a big fan of Alex Rodriguez, a ruling by the NCAA, and some NFL news and notes, as well as your comments and thoughts. So if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, just getting started with the show, so plenty of time to get you in. 713-780-3776, that's the HR&P listener line. Call that number, text that number, and of course you can always reach us on Twitter at Barry is Funny, at the producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Together we're the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, just warming up and getting toasty on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday in the big city. Yeah, we know. Tomorrow's way back Wednesday. We're working on it. You can, too. That's why you are suspects and part of the show. So bring your suggestions our way, and we'll let you know if they suck or if they have a chance.
Barry, I think you're breathing into your microphone. You sound like Barry. Patrick Creighton or something breathing into the microphone.
Is it me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My bad. Is it better?
God, you got yourself all hot and bothered looking at yourself without anything on.
This damn cat is driving me insane.
What's wrong with Oliver today, Barry?
He's just acting crazy, dude. He's losing his freaking mind, so.
Well, aren't we all locked up as much as we are?
Yeah, apparently so.
Hey, Barry, by the way, don't piss off your boy Nick too much.
Okay.
Why?
Because you know how Matt, you know, I've told you guys this before that, you know, the Matt Thomas curse is always if he interviews someone, like especially if they play for the Rockets or Astros or whatever, that they're going to have just like a disastrous tumble like on the field.
Yes.
Nick bashed Chris Cuomo of CNN the other day and did not like him, and he cursed him into getting the coronavirus.
He sure did, didn't he?
Yeah. Don't piss Nick off too much. If he starts speaking bad of you, bad things are going to happen.
Not really. I mean, where are the CNN studios? Aren't they? Are they in New York?
Atlanta.
They're in Atlanta. I thought they were in New York.
You're my best friend, Nick. So just FYI, I love you.
Team Blank still trying to get some liquor.
Oh, bitch!
And Nick, I saw on the Today Show. Good news for you, because you know when we stopped drinking before we got married, but I said whenever we have company. So I moved just this massive amount of liquor from my townhouse to the house out here, and they were going through like myths with stuff with the coronavirus, and especially like on Channel 13 this morning, they were doing like, you know, how long before rice and salt and sugar and peanut butter and all these things spoil, and they're like, liquor never spoils. I was like, bing, Nick's happy because, boy, do we got enough of it.
See? I like that. I'm out of beer. Not good. Uh-oh. Yeah.
Well, what you need Diet Coke and beer at the same time.
No, I have plenty of whiskey, so I'm still good.
The dude in front of me that was pushing his cart out today probably was in his, maybe 65, 70 years old. And he only had a couple of things in the cart in the top part. But underneath, he had like a massive 24-pack of Bud. I was like, oh, there's old school right there. He don't care about them TV dinners and a couple of them produce products. TV but he got dinners. That Bud. He good.
You know, we were talking about haircuts. Francisco Abarca tweeted us and said they were price gouging for haircuts. A friend tried to get $100.
What? That's ridiculous.
Doing it in my garage for free, baby.
Craig Koshkin tweeted, which I also think is brutal price gouging, that Papacito's for fajitas, beef fajitas, $41.
They what?
Raised the price. Because, yeah, that's horse bleep, too.
I sound like my aunt. She used to do that. What? She was loud.
Yeah. I'm not digging that at all.
No. That's ridiculous. That's too crazy.
By the way, and getting back to Cuomo for a second, Chris Cuomo, because he did put out – he's going to try and do the shows from his basement. He's quarantining himself in the basement of the house. And he's like, you know, the main thing is, you know, don't let my wife or kids get it.
Right.
But he had a good attitude about it. And he's like, we'll make it through and all this other stuff. But the fun part about it was even Lisa gets a kick out of it. You know, he can get his brother, the governor of New York, on whenever. And at the end, they just blast each other. It's like he goes to his brother, the governor of New York, and he's like, well, brother, appreciate you being on the show. It'd be nice if you had a tailor that could make a suit fit right. The fact that the collar of your shirt doesn't even come close to grabbing your neck, and that tie is just ridiculous. And he goes on and on and on. And his brother goes, yeah, Chris, must be nice. You work an hour a day. Must be real tough. And I'm just like, that's fantastic right there. That's what I'm here for. The kind of, you know, brother giving brother crap stuff. I love that. So I'm glad he's still going to be doing the show because – you know, as we all know, it's an adjustment to do it from the house, but at least he's still going to be doing it.
Yeah, it is weird. Most people are doing it. I watched an episode of Jimmy Kimmel last night from his house, and boy, it is awkward doing a monologue with no crowd. I don't know how comics are doing shows. There are actually comics that are doing live stand-up comedy on their webcam for people, and I'm like, nope. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but some have been adding laugh tracks. I'm like, no, player, I'm not adding a laugh track to a stand-up set. Now, they do add – they have a crew laugh that they'll use for the TV show just to simulate having a studio audience. But it's really just Jerome and Remy and sometimes Lauren and Rachel that they'll just use while we're, you know, shooting it live, or now they're recycling it, I guess. But I just couldn't – as a comic, add a laugh track to a stand-up set. I just can't do it. And it's weird with no crowd. Weird. So, yeah Kimmel was awkward. A lot of this stuff is awkward now from home.
Yeah, I would think that would be really tough. The fact that, you know, that you're playing off the crowd to some degree. And the fact that it's not there would make things a lot very awkward. I could see that for sure.
Yeah.
Plus, just you know, a lot of the times when he does interviews too, or any of the late night guys, because I saw that both Kimmel and Fallon are trying to do shows from the house. And again, much like what we talk about and tell the suspects about that we deal with in terms of like getting your timing without being able to see or use, you know, nonverbal communication with the other guys on the show. That's got to be weird too when you're doing an interview, you know, because a lot of times when you have a guest on the show on late night TV, here are the questions you're going to get. Here's what we might do to ad lib, and suddenly it's just like you're just winging it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's, you know, this isn't a difficult job to do, but when you can't see anyone else that you're doing a show with, it does make it a little harder. And there's some awkwardness, and we all know it. And yeah. it's unavoidable, you know. Real quick, before we move on, I did want to say that I had been promising that I was going to do just some video chats at night. I don't know if it's really – it's not, I guess, a podcast. It's not really – it's just me catching up with people, comics, non-comics, friends, and all that. Mm-hmm. And I even want to – I want to do it with you guys because I would like for us to be able to do some talk off air and be able to say what we want. So – I'm going to be streaming those on YouTube and Facebook. I'm going to try to start tomorrow night. So if you want, just go at Barry is Funny on YouTube or Facebook, and I'll
right on.
Yeah, and I'm going to have AJ. I want to get Lance. I want to get, you know, guys, friends from the station, and then I want to get just regular ass friends that, you know, they don't do comedy, they don't do anything. They're just funny and entertaining people. So it'll be fun, just catching up with people, hanging out, and talking about quarantine life.
There you go. So look forward to that, and look forward to the second half hour of the show as we continue to move forward. We've got plenty of things to get to as we kind of plan out the next 2.5 hours, but we always have room for you. So slide in if you get a chance, 713-780-3776. Call, text, or hit us on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, and I think Nick can relate to this, but Barry, especially for you, Tommy Boy, 25 years old, a classic, one of our favorites. Boy, that's a while.
I'm going to have to watch it today if this is the 25th anniversary.
Fantastic. I haven't
seen it in a while. Yeah, I'm going to have to watch it today.
Just think about all the like the subtle lines in that movie that were used over and over again.
Oh yeah,
by everybody in everyday life. That it's a great flick. And by chance, the Saturday Night Live last weekend was Sandler when he impromptu did that tribute song to Farley at the end of the Saturday Night Live. If you haven't seen it, you can YouTube it. But he basically wrote a whole song about just how much he loved Chris Farley, and I've told you guys this before, but he's from Madison, Wisconsin, and that's where the funeral was. But that dude was a freaking legend back in Wisconsin because of the fact that he was not only hilarious, but he had made it so big coming from smaller town. But that he was a genius, man. Him and Belushi and John Candy were all guys that gone too soon.
Why'd you name all the fat comics?
I named the fat comics that are no longer with us, and you can blame it on whatever
you're trying
to
say.
Well, I just learned how that auto parts factory was in Sandusky, Ohio, of all places.
Yep.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Well, what's crazy is two of those three that you named didn't die because they were fat. They died because of drugs.
Yeah.
I mean, him being fat probably didn't help.
Well, no, but him doing drugs certainly didn't help, and doing too many.
Yeah, because he was extreme because he was mixing drugs, yeah, too.
So. Oh, my God, fellas. I think I've told you guys this before, but back when Planet Hollywoods were a thing, And they opened up a Planet Hollywood in the Galleria that was there for a while. Mm-hmm. So they did, every time they opened one, they did the whole to the nines, red carpet, grand opening, VIP, the whole works. And we were invited to go to the Galleria one. And we went, and a buddy of mine and I were sitting there, and Farley was like within arm's distance, was the social distance from us. And he was, you could just tell, he was like redder than a beet. He was like a pinball talking to people. And all of a sudden, like, they came by with hors d'oeuvres. And with both hands, he took, like, it was like French fries and fried something. And he grabbed it with both hands and just like eating like massive amounts of potato chips. He just stuffed it all in his mouth. And then the waitress brought him like a cocktail. And he did that like a shot. And I remember looking at my buddy going, that dude's not going to live very long doing that stuff. And like a year or two later, and he was gone. And you're like, damn, what a tragedy that is. Because he just didn't take care of himself.
Yeah, that's crazy. He certainly was. Yeah, he was not the epitome of health, that's for sure.
At all, but, I mean, just so talented. And Belushi was the same way. I mean, Belushi, and everybody remembers the Blues Brothers, but just the old Saturday Night Lives and all the impromptu characters he did, and, you know, Samurai Guy, and, you know, all, and even from Animal House. I mean, he was a star, but his star was continuing to rise, and drugs got him.
Well, unfortunately, it's another anniversary today. It is the 25th anniversary of Selena's murder.
Oh man.
Yeah. That's what somebody texted and said, also 25 year anniversary of Selena's murder. They had a good suggestion in the text way back Wednesday, top Selena songs or top songs from 1995. I think the unfortunate death of Selena along with Tommy Boy both occurring on March 31st, 1995. We got to go with songs from the year 1995.
That's fine. I imagine your list will be done by two, but
no, I'm just throwing it out there. You don't have to. We don't have to say you. You can say
we don't
no.
Have to decide just now. We can keep that as top. That'll be top of the list right now. That's
the leader. That was listener's too.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't bother me.
Well, but you don't do your list till tomorrow morning anyway.
That's not true.
You're right. Tomorrow afternoon. I'm sorry. Afternoon is considered day afternoon.
Somebody texted an essential person here. I'm reporting from the streets of Houston. Traffic is like Christmas Day out here.
Nick, can you verify that? Oh, you did. Yeah, you did drive in today.
I did. I mean, it's not. It's never bad traffic. It's never going to be bumper to bumper. But there's people out there, so it's. So if you live in the suburbs, you know, I can see how a lot of those streets are kind of dead. I asked Dell before he left. He said League City is like a ghost town right now, and so I mean, there's certain cities that are going to be more quiet than others, but. There are people out there on the road, just not nearly. I mean, I haven't had traffic issues, Joel, for ever since we've been doing the remotes. So,
really?
Yeah, I mean, there's never been a traffic jam. So,
well, that's awesome. But it still though was not as thinned out the first couple days as we thought, because I had to come in that a couple days, and it wasn't as light as I thought it would be. No traffic jams, but still plenty of cars were on the freeway.
Yeah, there's a lot of cars. Like, there's a lot of cars on the freeway. I mean, I'm assuming they're all essential, or they're just going somewhere where they need to go. But there's a lot of cars on the, particularly when I get here in the morning. Like, if I've gotten at 6:30 in the morning, I was like, you know what, this is like a decent amount of traffic at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah. By the way, have your letter handy, because I did see they did a feature on the news that in Mo City and to Siena that. The officers are actually stopping cars to find out if they are essential and why they are, what they are out doing.
Really?
It's right down.
Yeah,
there.
I was
real close.
I was a little surprised by that, but they did show an officer, and it was like, he was like, hey, what? And the person was just honest going, we're just out for a drive. And he's like, well, also, unfortunately, his license was expired. He's like, so that's not good. But he's like, you know, you're not supposed to be out here just for the sake of being out. And that's the first time, because I've seen a couple of Sugar Land Police Department cars just driving around, but I haven't seen anybody trying to set up a speed trap or do whatever. And now, and I'm not sure if I agree with this or not, but they set up another test site at the Smart Financial Center, because they have that big all the big parking lots. But someone finally asked the question that we've talked about here. Can Houston residents of Harris County get tested in Fort Bend County? And the answer is yes. So if people think that it's going to go quicker and they have easier access in Sugar Land, Fort Bend County's test site at Smart Financial is taking Harris County residents.
Who confirmed that?
One of the news stations this morning. They were all doing live shots from outside Smart Financial, and somebody, they were doing viewer questions, and that was one of the questions, and they verified that Harris County residents can take it out in Fort Bend County.
Well, that's good. We got a tweet from the Real D Green on Twitter. He gave us the updated numbers, and this is according to the Channel 2 website. He says, total cases in the area, 1,071, deaths, 11, recovery, 79. Almost half of those, actually over half of those total cases just in Houston and Harris County, over 560 with 5 deaths and 37 recoveries. So in Fort Bend, in case you guys are concerned, 138 total cases of coronavirus, 2 deaths, 9 recoveries. Up here in my redneck of the woods, 81 in Montgomery County, 11 recoveries, no deaths.
Speaking of that, in your neck of the woods, did you happen to see that retirement home that last week, and I had mentioned it, how they said that someone had contracted it, but that they allowed him to be still just to stay in the general areas with all the other residents, and they didn't think anything of it, and then found out he tested positive but still didn't do anything about it. Then another person within the retirement home got it. Now 12 people.
Oh, no.
So now it's like the epicenter of the north side in terms
That's
of they
good.
Said if you're a resident, you have to be out by 6 p.m. tonight. You cannot return until April 13th. Or
Damn.
You're staying there and you can't leave.
Damn.
Yeah. So that was like a big spike all because of just the one location.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta be it's crazy how fast it can spread, obviously. But even just in a small environment like that, that's even more important. That's why they're telling you don't go anywhere. Don't, because you just don't know.
Right. And again, you don't know if, you know, the strands, like depending on who gets it, if there's a more severe case than the other. Because like I said, they keep saying it's either old people or with people with pre-existing conditions. But then you hear of a spike in people between 20 and 40 and, mm-hmm. you know, and how quickly they get it and how bad the symptoms are. And other people that are saying, yeah, I felt bad for a day or two. I'm already past it and I'm gone. So it's just there's so much unknown that you shouldn't risk it.
Well, shout out to whoever texted the show when we got on air at 1 o'clock. They put, Barry, just want to say thanks to your wife and all the other medical pros out there. I work in a cube on spreadsheets, so I can't even grasp the stuff the medical pros have to deal with right now. I'm going to tell you, I can't either. And she doesn't come home and talk a lot about it because she can't because of HIPAA and everything. But I can tell you this, just watch the news and you can see the looks on the faces of the medical professionals that they interview in New York and wherever else, especially in the epicenters of different states, they just look exhausted. They look defeated.
Yes.
They look exhausted. They look helpless. Like it's a sad thing. And, you know, some of them were saying there was nurses that were crying. Did you see the video where one nurse or doctor was like, this man called to talk to his wife who had coronavirus. And while he was on hold, she passed away.
Oh,
and I was like, God bless. Can you imagine having to be the person to get on the phone and deal with that? I mean, not to mention the fact that, you know, this man lost his wife. He had called. They're like, oh, yeah, let me get her. She passes away while he's on hold. There was nurses that are crying because they don't have the proper equipment. And one of them just flat out, as she was crying, said, we didn't sign up for this. Like, you know, they're being exposed because they
yes.
don't have the proper equipment. And it's just, man, it's a tough deal all the way around. So I'm with you in that my heart and my hat, you know, my heart goes out to all the medical professionals out there fighting.
For sure. Yeah, and you know what? They showed, like, some of the people that are on the front lines at the hospitals that they're literally putting, like, almost like the eye black stickers, only it's so that there's, like, a tighter fit between the skin and the mask, and then they wear two separate masks, eye goggles, all these different things, just trying to keep as much distance possible as possible between them and how many different people that they're going to come in contact with. And it's
just awful,
man. It's scary stuff. So be safe out there, be smart, and hopefully this thing will be over sooner rather than later, and we can get this thing to kind of stop spiking and come back down. But a shout out to all the first responders and the people that are out there doing the layman's work that we appreciate. Do want to, before we go to the break, talk to you about the good people at Infuse Energy. Josh Pesikoff and his staff, I checked in with him the other day. They are still moving and grooving. Everybody's working from home, but they're taking care of the people of Houston. If you're looking for the best energy rates out there with a company that has your back, you got to check out Infuse Energy, either InfuseEnergy.com, or you can call them 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Right off the top, if you mention ESPN 97.5, you get a $25 bill credit, and the process goes on from there. They ask you questions. They find out when you use energy the most, when you use it the least. Is it for your business or your family? And then they pair you up with the best rate and the best deal they could possibly give you. They have a 5 out of 5-star rating with the Public Utilities Commission of Texas. That's the best you can get. That means they take care of their customers. Simply put, it's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Check them out. Infuse energy into your life.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here for the award-winning Texas Custom Patios. That's right, fourth year in a row, they won the Best of Design and Customer Service and Design Photography Award. And it's not a surprise. I'm the one who said you've got to advertise because I want to tell people about the great work that you did for me, and they did great work. They are going to get you a quote, not an estimate. There are no surprises or additional costs. You get exactly what you pay for, and it is the finest design and development of outdoor spaces and patios you're going to find. TexasCustomPatios.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, just hour number one of the three-hour show, as we appreciate you taking us along for the ride wherever you may go today for essential drives, the store, the gas station, no Pink Valkyrie, not for tours of Minute Maid Park. Do want to touch on some other things, like Barry, what you were talking about. Good friend of mine, Erica Young, who's a producer at Channel 2, you want to talk about things you take for granted. But when they closed the borders between Texas and Louisiana, she's from Louisiana. Her grandmother, who was so close to all the kids in her family, passes away. They're not allowed to, like, get over. They're not even allowed to go to the funeral because of the way they have everything, like, quarantined off and blocked off. And she's like, here's the woman that meant so much in her whole life, and they can't even go and go to the funeral. That's
damn
sad.
That's awful. Well, yeah, and I mean, you think about it. There's when people are giving birth, they can't. For a while, they were saying in some places no one was allowed in the room with the baby
yeah,
or the mom.
One is the maximum.
Dad. But now they're saying, yeah, the dad could be in there. But you know, with deaths, with funerals, you have to attend remotely. You can't. I mean, it's
yes.
just.
There's people watching funerals online yeah. on live stream. It's like, what?
Yeah, it's so sad because it's tough enough going through that if you're having to experience a death or the loss of a loved one in these crazy times, and now you can't go and pay your respects the way you would want to. It's just
now,
it's heartbreaking, man.
I will give you a positive, Barry, and I'll set it up by going.
Oh, what is Scoops Berman get now?
Mark Berman reporting that Fox Television Group is taking care of its employees during the virus pandemic. They're paying its employees medical premiums for 6 months, and employees get an extra $75 for each day they work in studio or in the field during the pandemic.
Oh, that's cool. $75 for the risk of death? That's a fair trade.
I was going to say, all right, so the medical premiums thing, good.
Very cool. Yeah.
Yeah. The $75 a day sounds more like you're delivering pizza than you are working for a television station, but okay.
Well, I mean,
wrong
I guess
with pizza delivery.
It's something. Something's better than nothing, I guess, because some people aren't even like grocery store workers are getting, what, 10, 15 an hour, and they're not getting anything extra to risk death by sacking groceries and checking people out. So it is nice of Fox to do that. And I'm assuming this is Fox 26. That's doing it and not
yes,
Fox.
Yes. Well, okay. I think it's, yeah, I don't know. It's the Fox News Group, I think, which is separate from like Fox Sports and everything in the Murdoch Group, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, look, on the flip side of it, you got Macy's saying they essentially have furloughed everybody that's working at a box store, and the only business they're doing is online, and they intend to bring everybody back. But until then, they furloughed like thousands of employees, and that they said other companies are following suit or will be shortly, from Banana Republic and Gap to all those different retailers.
As long as they don't shut down Forever 21, I'm good.
Jeez. Of course.
There are some companies that are trying to put an effort despite laying off a whole bunch of people. They'll have some sort of relief plan in place. I know Chili's has a relief plan for a lot of their hourly members and for those who got diagnosed with COVID-19. There's like a relief plan for them as well. So I feel like some companies are trying, you know, and some of them just don't have no choice. It's just the reality of the situation for the next, I don't know, coming weeks, months, however long.
Yeah, we don't know how long this is going to go. I mean, it looks like right now it's going to go at least through April, which shocked some people when we were talking about it today. But it's a fact. I mean, you got to prepare. The guys in the video when we were doing sports map stuff, they're like, they hadn't heard about it yet. I was like, oh, no, on the light side, it's probably going to go through at least the entire month of April.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And by the way, if you're doing Zoom, be careful. There's a story that came out on For the Win called Zoom. There's people that are doing what's called Zoom bombing. If you don't know what Zoom is, it's like Skype.
Yep.
And actually, Nora and I were using Zoom years ago when I started traveling for comedy, because I'm on Android, she's on iPhone, and so we couldn't FaceTime because I don't have FaceTime on the Android. So we found Zoom, and we've been using Zoom for years now. But it's become really popular because it's free. I mean, Skype is free, but it was a Skype alternative, and it's super easy to use. Well, now that's what people are using to go to school and to hold meetings. Well, apparently anyone can join a Zoom meeting if they find it, unless you take certain precautions. So people were just getting on there and posting porn and saying awful things in the middle of the meetings and just disrupting it and making it crazy. So they were saying that you had to go in and basically do a bunch of stuff, like adding a meeting password and make sure that only the host can share things. It's wild, man. We can't have nothing without idiots that want to be disruptive and do dumb stuff. It's like, yeah, you can't even have a meeting.
That is kind of funny, though. Let's be honest.
It was on the news this morning that they were saying, yeah, during like business meetings, people on Zoom were interjecting with porn.
Yeah. Yeah, the Zoom bombing. So here's what somebody said on, I don't know if it was Instagram or Twitter, but they said their advice: add a meeting password, make sure that screen sharing is host only, disable file transfers, disable join before host, and disable allow removed participants to rejoin. And then you can also make everybody wait in the lobby of the meeting so that you can, oh, okay, I know this person. Oh, this is Sally. Oh, this is Bobby. And then you can add them to the meeting. So it's just one more way for people to be a-holes, be a bunch of dicks out there on the internet.
Yep. Yep, no doubt about it.
I would love to be in a meeting where you're being all professional. The next thing you know, you're just, and you're like, what the hell is that? And then you look on the screen, it's just porn on everybody's. That would be pretty awesome.
Or just the clip of Joe Exotic with the horse penis in his hand, just swinging it. Just like, hey, how y'all doing? And by the way, several of the people, when they imitated Joe Exotic's voice, were pretty damn good at it.
Were they?
Yeah. Jeff? The guy, the different characters in the show.
Oh, yeah.
When they were doing those were pretty good. Hey, I wanted to get your guys' opinions on this. The NCAA did come out and say that they are going to honor another year of eligibility for all spring sports, but that they've also decided that the winter sports will not be granted an extra year. Just quickly, your guys' thoughts on that.
Kind of surprised.
Are you? Why? In which way?
I didn't think they would do it at all.
Okay, I could see that.
Yeah, the NCAA is not known for making good, rational, solid decisions, so I can see why you would be a little surprised about it. I think it's the right thing to do. If you can't play and you miss a year, it certainly is the right thing to do to allow those, because, you know, it's about the enjoyment of the sport and obviously getting the education at the same time. But if those players weren't able to participate in their final year because of this, that wasn't their fault, you know? So you can't punish the kids. So I kind of like it. I like that the NCAA is using some rational thought and saying, well, you know what? Let's not punish them.
I'm with you in the fact that they're not known for making these kind of decisions, but I don't think that basketball players that played an entire regular season and in most cases got to their conference tournaments before we got to, you know, the postseason, you've played enough that you got a full extra season. I don't think that warrants another year of eligibility. I do think, and of course there's the, you know, the stories you feel for because guys in their senior year didn't get a chance to see if how far they could go or do whatever. But if you're like a baseball team and you don't have a chance to even get on the field for your first game, let alone try and get to the College World Series, and you've, you know, spent your whole year preparing for that, I think that warrants another year. So I think they got it right this time.
Yeah, I do too.
All right, so we've got plenty more to get. Lots of NFL news, not shockingly, with the fact that they're still doing business as usual. So in the second hour of the show, we can break down a lot of the different information that's getting out with the NFL, in particular things including the draft, Tom Brady's number. The only thing that wasn't given was a price tag that might go with the number 12. Sorry?
The schedule too. I think they're. I think someone's reporting about when they're going to announce the schedule. I think it's going to be in May. Ian Rappaport says no later than May 9th. So okay. That's going to be interesting, considering we just talked about how it might go through April. So 9 days after the 30th or the 31st, however many days are in April, they're still planning on announcing the schedule no later. That's crazy.
Okay. So you've got that coming up. You've got extended playoffs starting in 2020 as the NFL owners approve that. We can talk about that. And, of course, all the information around the online draft that's going to take place as scheduled. So lots of NFL things to discuss. A couple of guys that were cut that might be interesting for the Texans. And Laramie Tunsil's contract negotiations, amongst other things, in hour number two. So if you want to join the show, 713-780-3776. Call us, text us, or hit us on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. We'll be right back.